You're listening to SBS News.
It's the 104th anniversary of the Gallipoli landings, a chance for Australians to remember the events of World War I and honour fallen soldiers from all battles. Army Major General Greg Bilton addressed a Sydney service at Martin Place this morning.
It is both reassuring and significant that here and in thousands of places across this country, groups of Australians have chosen to gather in the dark, noiselessly, just as those young men did. People from all walks of life have risen early to gather with their fellow Australians and to pause in order to pay tribute to the actions and acknowledge the sacrifices of those who have fought for the freedoms we all enjoy.
At a dawn service in Sydney's West, Molly Wang from the International Peace Youth Group says she wants everyone to learn from past wars.
Because whatever happened in the past is like a warning or like an example for us. But whatever in the future, we are the ones that can make it. And this is why by paying our little respect at the dawn service today, we can really get once again, just remember how grateful that we are and we can really work as one.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, halted his federal election campaigning to remember his grandfather.
These were not stories he wanted an innocent boy to know, let alone ever experience. His service was one of duty, not adventure. Anzac Day was part of the calendar of his life. He would meet with his mates, march quietly at the beachside parade. His reflections of the war were personal and private, and he carried them with him every day.
He also acknowledged the Australian families left behind while their loved ones are serving overseas.
They serve across the world in Iraq and Afghanistan, Israel, Lebanon, the Philippines, protecting our people, our interests, our values, and in the seas beyond our shores, protecting our borders as well.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, praised the youth of Australia for showing their respect today.
But I, for one, love the fact that so many younger Australians in particular are coming to dawn services in numbers unseen. I was talking to Vietnam veterans. We've learned a lot from the shoddy and shameful way we treated those veterans. So I think we want to encourage people to still understand our history and the sacrifice.
For many, like Kim in Melbourne, it was their first time attending a dawn service.
I always get a bit emotional with the last post, and it was nice to be there with someone who served and kind of, you know, just get a bit of a different vibe when you've got, and just sort of thinking more about what it would be like to serve, because you kind of can picture someone you know out there kind of and going through it. So, yeah, it's kind of proud to be there with someone that's done it, yeah.
Gary Williamson wanted to attend a city service while he's still able to do so.
I served in Vietnam with 4 Victor 6 Company, which was a New Zealand company attached, and was the Anzac Battalion. And I wear my auntie's medals. She was in Egypt and France in the First World War.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews told the Melbourne crowd it's important to acknowledge Anzac stories and protect the next generation.
How do we express supreme gratitude to those who made the supreme sacrifice? The answer is as simple as it is powerful. Stand here at this hour in this still, dark, sacred place and remember them.
In Canberra, Victoria Cross recipient Mark Donaldson paid tribute to servicemen and women who face the unknown.
We all sense fear in our lives, but we must try not to succumb to it. Even the bravest are afraid. We honour their sacrifice by living a good life in support of others, respecting the freedoms given to us, and inspiring others to be and build a better Australia, a stronger Anzac spirit. We should strive to be worthy of these sacrifices made for us.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.